This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Yankees manager Aaron Boone, and the Michael K. Show starts now on 98.7 ESPN New York. Have a great show, boys.
Thank you, Aaron. A good afternoon, everybody. It is February 21st, 2023. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you take it till 7 o'clock today. And David Carr has given us a little bit of insight into his brother, Derek Carr. You know, in an interview last night, he pretty much said that Derek is going to take his time. Everybody wants to take their time, and everybody wants answers tomorrow. Derek's going to take his time. He loved his visit with the Jets, really hit it off with Robert Saleh, but he wants to take his time. According to David, all he really knows is the Raiders, the Saints, who he visited for a couple of days, and the Jets, who he visited for a weekend, but he wants to get the lay of the land. He wants to be seduced. He wants to be loved. He wants to be romanced, and that doesn't really fit into what the Jets are trying to do, except for the fact it does give them time for the guy to come out of the black hole.
Well, it does fit, right? And I'm just wondering, is Carr's opinion of wanting to take his time because he wants to be a Jet and he realizes he can't be one until Rodgers makes his decision?
You think he wants to be a Jet?
Well, but let's say he wants to be. But I'm going to take my time. Well, is he taking his time because he's not sure? What are the teams again? The Saints?
He said the Saints visited the Jets, and he knows the Raiders because he was there for 9 years, and his brother said he wants to see other things. Carolina, at this point, not pursuing
it. Okay, Carolina's not pursuing.
But
Tampa?
They said they could pursue it. We don't know the other teams.
Right, but I'm just being that guy, Michael. When I hear Carr say, I want to take my time, well, the Panthers don't seem to be interested yet. The Jets might be waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Is he just leaning into, I'm going to take my time because everybody else is going to be taking their time. I'm going to wait for the Panthers to make an offer. I'm going to wait for Rodgers to decide if he retires or not. So I'm just wondering, is it him or are circumstances making him wait?
Well, we're not sure other than what, you know, his brother said. He had a great trip, but it's honestly going to be a long process. This is an interview he had with NFL Network. He really only has the Saints, the Raiders, and the Jets to kind of compare those three places. So he wants to do his due diligence and see as many places as he can to get a feel for what the best place for him will be.
All right. Well, has anybody else come calling?
No, not yet. Not that we know of. Not that we know
of. So that's what I'm saying is that I think he's got no choice. He's taking ownership of taking time because everybody else is taking their
time. But I believe the Saints would sign him right now.
Okay.
I mean, their head coach is a guy who was important in being drafted by the Raiders, so he knows him very well.
So what I'm trying to guess is, let's say he wasn't overly impressed with the Saints, and he was really impressed with the Jets, but the Jets are waiting on Rodgers. He'd like to take a look at Carolina, but Carolina hasn't called yet.
Right.
And nobody else has called yet, and he's not going back to the Raiders. So is he taking his time on his own, or is somebody else dictating how much time it's going to take? I think he's just leaning into the fact that I want more suitors. I'm waiting for the phone to call, for the phone to ring, and I also want to see what Rodgers is going to do. Why do I have a feeling, Michael, that the second Rodgers makes his decision, later that day or the next day, Carr is already going to make his?
You might be right.
You're probably right.
You might be right, but I don't think anybody really knows. We can only read the tea leaves.
I think, in my opinion, this is just a guess on my part. I haven't talked to anybody. That when Rodgers awakens from this darkness retreat and says that I'm retired, I'm going to call it a career, that later that day, Derek Carr's a Jet.
Well, here's another question I have about the whole thing.
I could see that.
And, you know, we've danced around it. But why would anybody want to join the Jets? Why would a quarterback that has a choice of going to an NFC team want to join the Jets? Why would you want to go through that unbelievable minefield to get to a Super Bowl? You got to get through You've got to get through Mahomes. You got to get through Allen. You got to get through Burrow. What's the likelihood of you get? You got to at least beat two of them to get to the Super Bowl. The place to go is the NFC if the money is equal.
Right, but right now he's only got one team,
and that's an NFC team.
All right, it's an NFC team, but it wasn't a very good team last year. Granted, it's a terrible division, but are the Saints with Derek Carr going to win a Super Bowl next year or the year after? I think they got a lot more work to do. But maybe he's not just completely driven by where's the best place to win. What if he went to the Saints and he just wasn't overly impressed with them? Is he supposed to choose the Saints because it's an easier path to the Super Bowl and not the Jets, who might have blown him away, but because I got to go through three better quarterbacks, I'm going to go sign someplace
listen,
I don't want to?
I hate to say it. You know, I don't want to be the negative guy, but the Jets are not going to the Super Bowl no matter who they have at quarterback next year. They're just not. It's too difficult to get through the AFC.
I know it's difficult
to get to the Super Bowl.
I know it's difficult, but you know, there were people, credible people. If I'm not mistaken, it was Bart Scott who didn't even think Kansas City would make the playoffs last year and won the Super Bowl.
And I'm not nearly as credible, but I just don't see the Jets getting through.
We've been waiting for the Bills to get to the Super Bowl for how long now? Is Josh Allen good enough to go to a Super Bowl? And that he almost lost to the Dolphins in the first round.
And by the way, that window's getting close.
All right. Burrow's gone to a Super Bowl and then took a step back going to the championship game. I agree with you that the easier way to get to a Super Bowl is through the NFC. But if you believe in yourself, and I think the Jets have weapons, that I think they can be in the conversation to compete for a championship. I wouldn't pick them to do it. But would I... Could you make the argument, Michael, that they're the fourth best team in the conference?
Maybe.
Okay.
After what? The Chiefs, the Bills,
Bills and Bengals.
Yeah.
I think let's say they're the fourth team. Second place, they could, second place in their division, maybe compete for the division. The Bills are going to lose Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if I've got a chance to possibly win a division, be the fourth best team in the conference, I'm going to say no, they don't have any kind of shot.
I don't think they're going to be. Why do we know they're losing Diggs? I mean, his contract might be up, but why is he not coming back?
They might lose him. There's talk that they could lose him. And also, I know Philadelphia has taken some hits here, but Philadelphia looks really good.
Right.
Really good.
Okay.
Well, the quarterback's only going to get better. So whether it's through three teams or one team, how do I know that if I join the Saints or the Buccaneers or the Panthers, I'm going to a Super Bowl anytime soon when I've got to get through Philadelphia?
Because somebody else could knock Philadelphia off. But if somebody knocks off the Chiefs, you still got to get through the Bengals and you still have to get through the Bills. You got to get through a lot of minefields to get to the promised land.
I thought Minnesota was fugazi this year. Does that mean they'll be fugazi next year? They were a really good team,
mm-hmm.
won double-digit games. Right? So... you know, Seattle looked pretty good last year. What if they improve?
San Francisco
thinks they've got their next quarterback.
Well, you've got good teams, but you've got three great teams in the AFC. And I think the Chargers are going to be better because they have a great quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about the Chargers, right? We've been waiting on them for how long? We've been waiting on the Bills for how long? Cincinnati proved they can go to a Super Bowl. Kansas City proved they can go to a Super Bowl. All right, but... If I'm a quarterback, and let's say I just love the Jets facility, I love their talent, am I going to be like, nah, I've got too many quarterbacks to get through in the NFC? I'm going to go someplace I really don't want to go to because I think the path is easier.
So let's get into the mind then of Aaron Rodgers. So he comes out of this darkness retreat.
Darkness.
Under what thought process, mental clarity, will he pop out and say, I want to play for the Jets? I frankly will be stunned if Aaron Rodgers ends up on the Jets. Why would he do it? Why wouldn't he just stay with the Packers?
Well, that's the why would be when he's Dark Hole Sun,
right?
And he's down there underneath in his own filth. Black Hole Sun. Rolling around in his own filth.
Right.
He comes out of it and goes, you know what? There's a reason I haven't been on board with this team for the last few years. There's a reason I've been halfway there. There's a reason Devontae left. I'm checked out. I'm good. I don't want to be here anymore. That would be the hope you have as a Jets.
Yeah, but why the Jets?
Because
of the AFC.
Oh, but he's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, no, and they're saying, we're not going to move you to an NFC team.
Right.
So he gets out and says, I'm done with Green Bay. They say, cool. Well, guess what? We're done with you. But bad news. You're not staying in the NFC. Well, all of a sudden, the Jets become... maybe the best option.
Right. Then it becomes the Jets, the Raiders, the Titans.
And let's do it. Jets are better than the Raiders. Jets are better than the Titans. Yeah.
But
it's
in New York. He's a very peculiar guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't think so.
By the way, a lot of peculiar
people. I think he has to know he's peculiar.
Well, just for the record, it's actually the best place for him to go. There are a lot of peculiar people here. Walking into work, I saw a guy having a full-fledged conversation to a Doritos bag.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people here who are very interesting.
Yeah, there was a guy actually doing gymnastics, and not really that poorly, outside of Penn Station last night, leaving the Ranger game. Now, I wouldn't have judged him highly, but the fact that it was an A for effort. So there's a lot, but that aside, there this is the place to be peculiar. This is the place to have kind of a off the grid opinion.
Yeah, but he's going to get roasted by the media. He will.
He loves it.
I don't think he loves
it. But see, Aaron Rodgers is New York adjacent. When you're as big as Aaron Rodgers, everywhere you go, everything you do, it might as well be in New York because it's being played in New York. It's being evaluated on that type of a level. He is a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Same with Tom Brady. He doesn't have to be in New York to get attention. He's getting attention in Green Bay. You think his attention's going to be any more? Well, it's all we talk about is Aaron Rodgers. He's not even a Jet
yet.
Well,
because there's a possibility he'll go to the Jets.
Right. So once he'll mess with it. I don't think he's going to be intimidated by New York. Now, you might think, wait a minute, Michael. You might think he's wrong for New York. Do you think Aaron Rodgers thinks he's wrong for New York?
If he decides not to come here, he will definitely have decided I'm not right for that place. I don't need that scrutiny. No. I don't need the scrutiny. Maybe he completely surprises me and comes out of the hole and goes, that's what I want. I want the challenge of being the next Joe Namath. But remember one thing. He's had it pretty good in Green Bay.
Pretty
been
good.
Been to one Super Bowl in 18 years.
And he's God.
And he's God. One. Man. One Super Bowl and lost many opportunities to go to the Super Bowl.
But now, here for the record, if he comes here, he doesn't have to win a Super Bowl to be treated really well because he's already a stud. All he has to do when he comes here is be the best quarterback the Jets have had in a long time. He'll get – Don, if he does that, if he's the best thing they've had since Chad Pennington, just that, he's still going to be treated like the man when he goes out to MSG. He's still going to be a man about town in New York.
As long as he plays well.
That's what I'm saying. Now, and what are the odds he's going to get here and play like garbage? I don't think very high.
No, so, they may not win, but it might not necessarily be all his fault.
If he comes here and just does better than what everyone's seen, he will still be respected here. And if somehow he wins, I mean, he's God in New York. It would be pretty amazing. And by the way, do they have to win a ring? Or do they have to go to the playoffs and win a game?
I don't know.
I mean, you could have Ryan Tannehill go to the playoffs.
You could.
They're bringing him here to go to the Super Bowl.
But it's been over a decade since they've won a playoff game, no?
And we keep romanticizing, the fifth best defense in the NFL. Well, now the offense, the only thing that's missing is the quarterback. So if he's looked at as a missing piece and they don't go to the Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to look successful. I know what you're saying. Just get to the playoffs.
I think he'll get one
year. They haven't
been
there in 11 years.
I think he'll get one year. Let's say.
And then I'll ask to be traded to the Vikings.
No, wait a minute. If he comes to the Jets, they go to the championship game, they lose to Kansas City or Cincinnati. I don't think New York and the Jet fans are going to eviscerate him. They'll love him. And then the honeymoon will be over in year two. All right, let's take the next step. And I think if he gets that close in his first year, there'll definitely be an encore. There'll be a second year. That's why I can't believe he would choose to come to the Jets for only one season, unless it was an unmitigated disaster. Then you wouldn't want him back for a second year. But I think he'd come back here, and he'd give it at least two shots to see if he could win.
We're in the middle of the Jets quarterback conversation.
I love they sold it.
Brought to you by Jack Pocket. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Nick in upstate New York. Nick, talk to us.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to disagree with you a little bit.
All right.
You know, I just think I know it's been talked about a lot. I just think the quarterback is the main piece. I think last year the Jets, really had a good chance of going deep into the playoffs if they had a competent quarterback. And I think so the same for next season, too. I think that's, besides a few bad play calls here and there from, up above and whatever, but I think they have a really good shot again.
Yeah, but, I look at their talent, and I just don't see a Super Bowl team. When you look at the Jets, take the quarterback out of the equation. Do you see the Saints? Do you see the Eagles? And everybody keeps saying top five defense. All I know is that game that they had to win against the Detroit Lions.
Right.
That last play, it was running slow motion by a tight end.
No,
that
it
never
was one, but it
I
was
mean,
one
they just
play.
They failed a lot.
What, did they give up 13 points in that game?
But that was the key.
All right,
of the game.
But I'm saying that was a really good offense. You were sitting there praising the Giants what they did, winning a playoff series. Detroit eviscerated them in their own building. Statistically, you can't argue it's a top five defense. They went 7-10 with zero quarterback play. Now I'm adding a Hall of Famer.
Right, you would really think, and you're getting Breece Hall back.
Yeah, and I'm getting Hall back, and Sauce Gardner is a year older, right? And Garrett Wilson's a year older. I think that that's like, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think they're certainly in the conversation, and I think that they actually with Rodgers can compete to win that division, which would then put them over Buffalo, and then you're looking at Cincinnati and Kansas City to try to get through.
All right, so let's go back to Carr, right?
Yeah.
So if Carr comes here, here's Teddy Bruschi on Get Up today with Greeny, and he agrees with me. Jets would not be a Super Bowl contender with Carr.
You get Derek Carr, you'll be good. I mean, you'll be good, but there's a big three in the AFC. I mean, and eventually, the big three. You got Mahomes in Kansas City. You got Burrow in Cincinnati. And you've got Josh Allen in Buffalo. So through a playoff run, it is possible that you have to go through two of those teams. Two of those teams, if mm-hmm. you even get to the playoffs. Can Derek Carr do that? Can Derek Carr take you through the promised land and beat those quarterbacks and those teams? Is that what you want? Or maybe you're a Jet fan. I mean, is all you want the playoffs? Is that all you want is to be competitive? And if that's what you want, go ahead and put all your chips in and go ahead and get Derek Carr. But if you want a chance to win a championship, because I believe this is what it's all about. I mean, I know the New York Jet fans aren't used to competing for championships on a yearly basis here, but you would think you would want that. And that is the answer if you get Aaron Rodgers.
And again, I'm not so sure I agree with that. I mean, they're better and they have a chance, but I don't think they will do it.
No, but I think it's a better chance than Carr.
True. But remember, Carr is a long-term play. Rodgers is a short-term play.
Yeah, but we're looking at, I think you're going to get 2 years out of Rodgers, possibly a third. But let's just say 2 years. Carr is going to be 32 in March.
Right.
So you're probably looking, I don't know how many years you would give him, but you're probably looking at Derek Carr being really good for maybe 7-8 years. So, yeah, it's a pretty significant number. But, God, I love their chances for 2 years to really go for it. Honestly, you haven't been to the playoffs since 2010, haven't won a Super Bowl since January of 1969. God, don't you want to give it a try?
Yeah.
To see?
Let's go to Mitchell. He is driving his limo around town. What's up, Mitchell?
How you doing, guys?
What's up,
I've been out of the limo business for a while.
Oh.
What's going on is that this is all hype, man. It is all hype. He's either going to retire or he's going to stay in Green Bay. The move is Derek Carr.
Well, after you find out that you're right about Rodgers. Now, you can't wait forever. Now, if he comes out of this retreat and says, I need another couple of weeks, then I think at some point you got to blank or get off the pot if you're the Jets. But why does the focus have to be away from Rodgers now?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, if you try think to Rodgers get an answer. Is the answer, try. But remember, you go for Rodgers, you're losing draft capital. You go for Carr, you're not losing anything but money. But maybe you're losing more of a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and therein lies the rub.
But, all right, let's say, again, I don't think this would happen, but let's just say Rodgers comes out of the darkness retreat and says, I'm going to play, and I want to play for the Jets. What leverage do the Packers have to ask for the 13th overall pick at that point?
Right.
What if he tells the Packers, listen, either trade me to the Jets or I'm retiring. The Jets might not have to give up that 13th overall pick.
Maybe
Packers might just want to get something in return. Now, I don't know if that'll happen because maybe Rodgers is saying, listen, I want to go to the Jets. I don't want them giving up the 13th overall pick. I want them to draft talent so I've got a chance to be even better in the next couple of years to win. I don't want them to give up a haul for me and damage their chances of being competitive. I just want to play. And what does he owe the Packers?
Well, probably nothing, although they made him the highest paid athlete in professional sports at $59 million this coming season. In terms of surprising me, if he comes out of the hole and retires, I'll be flabbergasted. $59 million, and then another.
Right. Flabbergasted.
That would be shocking to me that he is of a mindset that he'd leave that kind of money on the table. Then number two, if he goes to the Jets. In terms of, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes back and plays for the Packers. It wouldn't surprise me if he says he wants to play for the Raiders.
Right.
Would be the second one after retirement.
You think there's a better chance he retires than goes to the Jets?
No. In terms of shocking, I'd be shocked if he retires. And then I'd be shocked if he goes to the Jets.
Okay.
Not as shocked.
Okay. Now, maybe he just doesn't want to play for the Packers anymore, the way Peter said. I'm done. I gave him 18 years. I'm ready to move on.
And there's a guy that's been covering the Packers for 30 years who was tweeting out earlier that the Packers are so done with him, and they think Jordan Love is the real deal.
Right.
By the way, that's an interesting piece to the whole thing.
Because if he comes back for the final 2 years of his contract, Jordan Love is gone. Can't bring them back.
Can't, you can't. Like they're kind of in bleep or get right, off the pot right. mode right
and
now.
And they're not in a situation to win a Super Bowl if Rodgers comes back with them. They'd probably be the same, maybe a little bit better because I think Rodgers would be healthy with the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're close to winning a championship if Rodgers comes back. So they probably want to start anew. Hey, listen, you know, don't go by what the other team wants because the Raiders wanted nothing to do with Carr.
Right.
That shouldn't stop the Jets from wanting Carr, and it shouldn't stop Jet fans from wanting Rodgers if the Packers want to move on.
Danny in Long Island. Danny, talk to us.
Great conversation, guys. You know, the first thing that has to happen, you know, Mr. Rodgers, when his the door opens up, the first thing that has to happen is he needs to be hosed down like Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
After being in a room for
Or like in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, a Silkwood shower isn't going to cover it.
Or Soylent Green.
Like but listen, the Jets, if the Jets wanted Carr and Carr wanted the Jets, I have to think they wouldn't have let him leave the building because with Aaron in isolation, every Jet fan, it's a legitimate point that the Jets can say, hey, listen, we can't be left in the dark here. We have no communication with Aaron. If all these good quarterbacks get picked up and Aaron makes up his mind to stay, we're screwed. So we had to sign Carr because we don't know what Rodgers is going to. He may not give us any shot at all. So it's a legitimate point that the Jets could have, if they really wanted him, they wouldn't have let him leave the building because he's obviously not their first choice now. Their first choice is Rodgers.
Well, I mean, but that's always been the case, Danny. I mean, I love when people say he wouldn't have left the building. Well, he wouldn't leave the building. Because the Jets aren't going to make him an offer until Rodgers comes out.
I think they had to be honest.
Aaron Rodgers is the first choice, obviously, for talent. But there's other things involved with long play, short play, how much money, draft picks. So I'm not sure he is the overwhelming, no doubt about it. This is the guy we have to have. Nobody else is even in the ballpark. I think in football, everything has to be taken into consideration.
Well, I think he is. I think he is the guy they want out. And I'm having trouble dropping Danny, but thank you for the phone call. I think he is the guy, and that's exactly the reason why they let Carr leave the building. And if Carr's brother's telling the truth, he left the building because he wants to explore other options.
Right.
Well, that is the Jets quarterback conundrum brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is 100 million. Mega Million is 104.
Is that what it says?
There? Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first ticket free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
Great.
The whole sales department got together and said, let's sell the Jets quarterback conundrum.
Right.
And
that's something, by the way. Finally.
And
honestly, I like what we're doing.
No offense to the Jets, but that could be evergreen. You know, if it doesn't work this year,
good
I'm
point.
Sure it'll be an issue
There's
next
always
year.
Some kind of conundrum. Yeah. We can just call it the Jets conundrum.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Big loss for the Rangers yesterday after a great road trip, but a humongous win for the Islanders over the Panthers. Come from behind again. That was a gigantic win for them. Their goalie had a great night.
Yeah, and Sorokin was awesome.
They are in a they're in a playoff spot right now as we speak.
So think about this. We were talking about it outside with Dan Grasse, who did a great job filling in for Alan Hahn, and John Winthrop, who was mediocre at best in our meeting today.
Wow, strong take.
Do you disagree? I'm only kidding.
Okay, sorry.
He was fabulous.
Don't put me in a bad spot here.
Right, but that if the Jets, you know they're going to improve their quarterback. So would you say that if they get Carr, they're a playoff team?
Yes.
And with Rodgers, they're definitely a playoff team, right?
Yes.
That in 2023, there is a very good possibility we can go 9-for-9 in the playoffs locally. Right now, all three local hockey teams are in the playoffs, so the Islanders win last night. They're the ones that are kind of teetering, but right now we're late in the season, all three are in.
Mets and the Yankees are in.
Mets and Yankees, you would think, are playoff teams.
Knicks and the Nets are in.
You think.
If you consider the
play-in. Yeah. And then that leaves, then the Giants are, I think people would be very disappointed if they don't make the playoffs next year after going to the playoffs and winning a playoff game. So the one you're not sure about is the Jets. If they get a quarterback and you figure they're going to get either Rodgers or Carr, can you imagine?
So we'll become Tattletown is what you're saying.
Has that ever happened? That we went 9-for-9?
Has it ever happened?
Because really, how many times have the Mets and Yankees both made the playoffs at the same time?
Not as often as you would think. Hardly ever.
So probably
5 or 6
in maybe? 99 and 2000.
Last year.
And then what, 06?
Yeah.
Was it just...
It might have just been the... Was that one the one year the Yankees... No. Joe Torre they made every year. Okay, yeah.
So is
oh wait, the Yankees did make it.
So is that the only 4 times?
Yeah, for some reason four or five.
It didn't. It certainly didn't happen in 73 or 69, and then the Mets didn't make the playoffs again. It didn't happen in 86, and then after 86, you got to go all the way to 99, right? So 99, 2000, 2006, last year. If I'm missing any, let me know. So then just go off of there. What did those teams do in those years? I could tell you in 86, the Giants, but not 86, in 99, the Giants didn't make the playoffs. In 2000, the Giants did. I don't think the Jets did. So I got to check that out if we've ever gone 9-for-9.
I don't think we, my guess is there's no way.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, that would be mine too.
Well, that is Game Time, brought to you by Telemardieu Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Telemardieu, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it is Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. You're wearing a scarf, Peter. It's not that cold in here.
Well, yesterday I got insulted by people in our audience when I put my hood on.
Right.
They get angry.
Right.
I put my hat on, they get angry. I thought at least if I just wrap my neck up in a nice scarf,
but it's not cold in here.
Who are you to tell me what's cold?
But there must be something wrong with you physically. It's not that cold. You had a checkup?
Yes, I have. Right now, I'm actually not cold. But I will be. At some point, it changes, and I get cold. So
you could never have appeared on Late Night with David Letterman because it was 55 degrees in the studio. You'd come out with a hood on.
I think I would have sucked it up and dealt with it. Yeah. But it was a four-hour show.
Right.
Just want to be comfortable.
All right, good for you. That's
so I can important. Bring, so I can bring my best. And I'll tell you something. I want to say something about a meeting we just had.
Yeah, we had a big meeting.
Big meeting behind the scenes.
Started at one. Great catered too.
Wasn't a fan of the catering.
What?
I didn't think it was good.
Can you believe this, Don?
That's insulting. The foundation
it's
of the
foundation of the show.
I know.
It really goes in this order, and I don't think. Hopefully, this doesn't insult anybody. Michael K, Don LaGreca, Saucy from Caboose.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that it wasn't sauced. It came unsauced. It just wasn't
it
right.
It certainly seemed like you ate a lot.
I mean, it was free food, so I had it. But okay. I don't.
What do you expect?
So they served Laddie Boy, and it was free. You'd eat it?
I don't know what Laddie Boy.
Laddie Boy. It's dog food.
What?
You don't know what Laddie Boy is?
Don, are you familiar with Laddie Boy?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody knows Laddie Boy.
Anthony, you ever heard of Laddie Boy?
I don't ask Anthony. He's a fetus.
Anthony? What?
Well, fetus. I'm a fetus, so I'm going to say no.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
Jacob, you heard of Laddie Boy?
Everybody's heard of Laddie Boy.
I've never...
Well, you know what? That's why Bear is so disagreeable. You've never gotten him Laddie Boy.
First of all, he's very agreeable. And whenever you ask him anything, he agrees.
Really?
And second
when he was at my house, he wasn't agreeable. He snapped at Butter.
Well, Butter was annoying.
Well, you're annoying. I don't snap at you.
But I've never heard... So
that's
Laddie
not
Boy,
what people do.
Laddie Boy was a food brand?
It's a dog food.
Dog food.
It's like Alpo.
I've heard of Alpo.
You've heard of Alpo.
Of course I have.
Well, then check out Laddie Boy. As I
you think it's still available?
I'm not sure. If it is, I'll buy Bear a can. Let's go to Danny in Centerport. Danny. Oh, wait. They said. Oh, there you go. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
You know, Michael, just so you know what type of individual you're dealing with, I feel like I'm sitting in Bubba Smith's hands.
Okay.
Feel like
no reference to that, Mike. From what I've read, I heard you're a huge Odd Couple fan.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's
it might be a little bit too much for me.
Aristophanes.
Right? All right. But, I thought you were a huge buff. Sorry, Michael.
That's okay.
But if you're going to go quotes from that show, like it's not Aristophanes level.
Hey, Don, wax fruit. You expecting wax people?
Right. See, and you know, when you assume, you make that.
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
The classic.
Come on. There's
the Knicks and the Bucks and the Hawks. Yeah. All of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan in a whole group of us. Anyway, right. Listen, Michael. I'm really shocked. Listen, I'm 53 years old. 45 of them rooting for the Jets. So I'm rooting for this team. I've been through it all. I'm certainly not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm rooting for this team since I'm 8 years old. I am absolutely shocked that you're saying that you don't think this team can contend for a championship after the season they just put up with below-average play. You just let me get this out because you're talking about all the teams. I mean, they gave up 19 points to the big, bad Lions that you're talking about. When they were rolling in, they were putting up 30, 40 points against everybody. They already beat the Bills. They almost beat the Bills on the last play, the last drive before Michael Carter fumbles. So with Mike White with broken ribs, they gave up 9 points combined to the Patriots in two games. I'm just blown away by you don't think that with Aaron Rodgers put it on this team that they are by far a Super Bowl contender. They're a playoff team. So if they're a playoff team like you guys just talked about, then they basically are.
No. Well, Danny, the Giants were a playoff. I'll let you finish. Giants were a playoff team. They were not a Super Bowl contender. You can be a playoff team and not a Super Bowl contender.
Fair.
You tell me how Jets are getting past the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals. Tell me how. I don't see it.
All right. Well, this is my point with this, Michael. Just think about if we had just an above-average offense, how much more that defense could have been. Okay? That defense was spent in every single game playing their hearts out. Could you imagine if they actually had an offense that went up and down the field, let them get a breather, let them look at plays on how to combat even better? They were constantly on the field, constantly fighting for their lives, and they still kept that team in every single game. So if you give them an offense that's competent, that can actually let them rest a minute and play even harder, they are even a better defense. They were a 4-5 defense. That's what wins a championship. So to me, if they can get to the playoffs, that means that they can contend for championships, because anybody with a defense like that that gets into the playoffs has a fighting chance, especially with a defense. And you give me Aaron Rodgers who can control a team and a Super Bowl winning quarterback and by far to me one of the top 10 quarterbacks to ever play the game, then I think we are legit. And I think Don said it clear, and I think Peter agreed. And listen, I love you, Mike, but I think you're totally wrong on this, man.
Yeah,
can I ask one question, to the caller?
Shoot.
Who's the best team in the NFL the last 5 years?
The Chiefs.
And what's the first thing you think of when you think of the Chiefs?
Mahomes.
So the defense talk for championships is nice, and it's sort of a classic way of thinking about football. I don't know that any of us really believe that is the truth anymore.
But all the more reason why the Jets still could compete for a Super Bowl, because they have the defense. All right, they may not have the singular weapon that Mahomes has, like with the receiver, but they could be, right?
But that's where I think
like Kelsey, they don't have a Kelsey.
No,
but could Garrett Wilson become a Kelsey level type receiver?
Could.
He's not a tight end, but somebody that could be a go-to guy.
Well, also, we're putting so much emphasis on Breece Hall. He had a good half season, got hurt. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's great yet. We don't know.
Well,
their offensive line, we don't know if Mekhi Becton's coming back and being great. He's your left tackle. You'd assume that Vera Tucker's going to be okay. But there's a lot of question marks. And the defense, I know.
I'll tell you what.
Statistics, you could play with statistics all you want. When they had to make a stop against the Lions, they
didn't. That's one.
And there was another game, too, and I can't recall exactly which one. They folded in the last
minute. But the caller
minute.
Made a great point. You're on the field all game
and
long because
fair.
Your offense can't get a first down.
That's fair.
You're not going to win the field position battle. That's huge. And also, you know, we could talk about the defense and everything else. What kind of offensive line does Cincinnati have? Went to the championship. Went to the Super Bowl the year before.
Got a lot better this year. The year before, it wasn't good. And he also gets rid of the ball quickly.
And they were banged up last year. Right. They can make it
work. But he gets rid of the ball really fast.
I'm going to say this right now, and I don't care if Ballard or anyone else takes offense to it. Mark my words, there's no world in which next year Aaron Rodgers is as good as Joe Burrow is right now. I'm sorry. That is not what's going to happen.
And also,
he's not going to be able to overcome a bad line the way Joe Burrow
did. Aaron Rodgers was on the field last game of the year. All he had to do was beat the Lions, who had nothing to play for because Seattle had won. And he lost the game. And you can't say, well, the Packers weren't that good of a team. Were they as good as the Lions?
Lions were good.
Oh, okay, but...
Lions were a better team than the Packers last year.
But they had nothing to play for, and the Packers had everything to play for.
Yeah, but you got to stop with that. They had everything to play for. The game was on national television. You never go to the playoffs. You don't think they wanted to knock Aaron Rodgers and the Packers out of the postseason?
Sure, but what's more compelling argument, Don? Going to the playoffs or playing the spoiler? I'd say going to the playoffs
It meant something to the Lions because they had the season out of the blue. They weren't eliminated until the final week of the season. You can't tell me those guys were going to mail in that game in Green Bay on national television. They wanted to stick it to Rodgers and the Packers. The Lions have had nothing to fight for. Come on, Peter, you got to give me that, right?
Absolutely. I don't agree with that they had nothing to play for business, but I do agree with the sentiment that Aaron Rodgers, good as he was last year.
At home.
That's a spot you got to win.
Got to win. So, I mean, he has had a lot of those types. He's 9-8 in the playoffs. And I love Aaron Rodgers as a player. As a person, I'm not quite sure. 9-8 in the playoffs. One Super Bowl. So let's not anoint him to be Joe Montana or Steve Young. Not quite there yet. Don't know if he'll ever be there. With all that talent, one Super Bowl win, and we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to... Greg in Delaware. Greg.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's up?
I've been looking at this Jets quarterback thing from a bunch of different angles, and I heard what Teddy Bruschi said. You played his clip. Look back at the quarterbacks that Sanchez went through in 9 and 10. He went through Manning and Brady, and they ended up losing to Roethlisberger. I think that Carr is a far better quarterback now than Sanchez was at his best, and I think with that defense and Carr not costing you draft picks, I think he may be the way to go.
Well, he's certainly the way to go, keeping somebody here for a while. He's not the way to go. He's not the way to go if you want the better quarterback. The better quarterback is obviously Aaron Rodgers, but he's going to cost you draft capital, and he's only going to be here 1 or 2 years. Only 1 or 2 years. Let's go to Ernie in the Bronx. Ernie.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate it.
What's up?
But I wanted to speak to you guys. I think all three of you guys are wrong. I don't think Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr have to beat Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. The defense has to beat them.
You still got to score points, though.
I get it, but the blueprint to get into the Super Bowl is run the ball and play defense. Look at the 49ers. 49ers were about to get there with a third-string quarterback because Brock Purdy wasn't turning the ball over. You don't put the defense in a bad spot. You let the defense win the game for you. All you need is a quarterback that's not going to turn the ball over and make a play.
Well, you think the Chiefs won because of defense? They gave up 35 points.
They gave up a ton of
points. Purdy was not winning a Super Bowl. Ernie, Purdy was not going to win a Super Bowl.
But the Chiefs have a perfect storm. The Chiefs have what's going to be considered probably the second greatest quarterback of all time.
But Ernie, Purdy was not going to win a Super Bowl.
A great coach.
Purdy was not going to win a Super Bowl.
How can we say that?
Because I know, because quarterbacks like that don't win Super Bowls. Garoppolo couldn't win a Super Bowl.
He got
to the Super Bowl, and then he was a hindrance for them to be able to win because you need great quarterback play.
Because he has so much talent around him in terms of his wide receivers and Christian McCaffrey. If he was healthy, I can't say he couldn't win a Super Bowl.
We don't even know if they would have beaten Philadelphia. Everybody thinks it's a fait accompli that when Purdy went down, that cost him a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know that.
Well,
cost him a chance
crushed
to compete.
Right.
But you think you need quarterback play. It only could take you so far. And even if Purdy did win,
mm-hmm.
You talk about perfect storms. That's the aberration. Not the rule. The rule is you're going to need great quarterback play to win a Super Bowl. So do the Jets really, with this opportunity to go out and build a championship team, want to settle for an average quarterback, or do they want to go after a really good quarterback?
But you can't say Derek Carr's an average quarterback. I think Ryan Tannehill's an average
quarterback. No, but I'm saying, right, that's what I'm saying. So Carr, Rodgers, that would be going for it. Mm-hmm. You know, if they got to settle for Tannehill, I don't think this defense and these weapons are going to be good enough to carry Ryan Tannehill to a Super Bowl championship.
Let's go to Patrick in New Jersey. Patrick.
Hey, guys, loving the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Mike, I definitely agree with you. I don't think it matters who they take, but I think for now you got to take Derek Carr because we've seen what Aaron Rodgers looks like with a top 15 offense and a top 15 defense. He's had it ever since 2016, and he hasn't touched the Super Bowl since in an easier conference. We've never seen Derek Carr with a top 15 offense or defense his entire career. Worth better taking a shot on him. Because yeah. we can't say we know what he looks like with a top offense. He's never had it. He's only had two weapons his entire career.
Well,
offensive line and a bad defense.
I see your point, but we do know, as you said, what Rodgers does with that, and he wins games. Yeah, Jets need somebody to win games.
We also don't know what Derek Carr can do in a big spot. He's 0-5 in cold weather, which I do think is overrated, but still it's an unknown. And he's played one playoff game and lost it. Do we know how he's going to come up in a huge spot? I mean, we've seen Rodgers win. We've seen Rodgers rattle off 13, 14 wins in a regular season. Now, he has some tough losses, Michael. He does. There's no getting around that. You know, he lost at home at Lambeau to the Giants in a playoff run when they were 15-1, I believe. You know, so it's still more known than Derek Carr is.
Let's go to our good buddy Ira in Staten Island. Ira.
Hey, Michael, boys. Good afternoon. You know, Michael, you know, we're on the same page with the quarterback thing, and I'm getting so sick and tired of even talking about it, but I know it gives you guys a lot to talk about and us to think about. But at the end of the day, you got to look at this franchise. Why should I believe whatever decision they make is going to be right? They have botched the quarterback situation like forever. They forced Geno Smith on Rex, and he got Sanchez hurt in that stupid preseason game against the Giants. Then they drafted Donald. Then they drafted Zach Wilson. And then there's probably another half a dozen I've left out. At the end of the day, I just hope they get this right, whether it's short-term with Rodgers, whether it's long-term with Carr. You've got to still look at their schedule next year, okay? And be honest with you, you got the NFC East, okay? You have at Denver, at the Raiders. You got the Chiefs at home. You got the Chargers at home. You got the division games. So you're telling me Rodgers going 13-4 with the Jets next year? I don't think that's possible. Okay, Derek Carr's going to win you 10-11 games. You're still going to have your draft picks. You're going to have a cheaper price on the quarterback money. At the end of the day, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope I could call you next year, and I'm going to eat my words. I think the Jets, if they get Rodgers, there's a better chance in a year or two that they're going to have to scratch the whole thing and bring in a new GM and a head coach. The odds are better with that than them winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
But let's put it this way. Forget about scratching the head coach and the GM, Ira. If they get Aaron Rodgers, in 2 years they're going to do this all over again. Unless they could somehow magically transform Zach Wilson into a quarterback. And I don't know how that's going to happen as he plays behind Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how. He's not going to get any time. Aaron Rodgers plays all the time.
I don't like I've told you, I don't think that's happening, period.
You don't believe that we'll ever see him again?
No. I don't think it should be part of their plan.
If you see him, it's because something went wrong and he ends up playing. I don't buy it.
Now, it's interesting to me that the Raiders need a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had Derek Carr.
Right.
He was signed. And they let him go. I mean, he went home for the last two games.
Right.
So David Carr, when he was on the NFL Network, was asked why it didn't work out for Derek, his brother, with the Raiders.
He was excited at the beginning, Josh McDaniels, but there was just a difference of opinion as far as how to run offensive football and how to play offensive football. When you're a veteran quarterback, and Baldy knows this, you got veteran guys, they want some control at the line of scrimmage. They want to be able to utilize their superpower. MJ, we talk about this all the time, a quarterback's superpower. And Derek's his favorite quarterback for a long time. I played against him and lost to him like 9 times. Is Peyton Manning. He wants to get to the line, decipher what the defense is doing, get in the appropriate play. And that skill wasn't utilized in Las Vegas under Josh McDaniel. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And Derek and Josh, they had a good conversation today. They parted ways. Josh is going to go do his thing. He'll find a quarterback that fits his system, and Derek will go find a system that fits his style. So it'll be good.
Good talker, David Carr.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And he's good looking, so he should be on the air.
I've never analyzed him, but I'm
happy
to.
You should. Take a look. Take a look and you'll be impressed.
All right, I'm going to take a look right
now.
Because
Joey Salvia fell in love with him.
He did. I didn't know any of the whole David Carr saga.
Oh, my goodness. He loved him. I remember the picture on the Sports Illustrated cover?
Yeah.
That's what did it. That's what did it.
Then he got sacked. And he survived all those sacks and still good looking. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's all you get? Sack.
It depends on the picture. There are pictures of him where he's, like, pretty good looking, and there are other ones where he's kind of av.
What would you say you are? Are you av?
No. You don't think that lowly of yourself, do you?
I think I'm slightly above av.
See, I'm below av, but I'm mad
enough
to admit
it. He's attractive.
There are pictures where he's got, like, a Rick vibe to him, but not as handsome as Rick.
No, you're actually joining me on the Rick bandwagon.
Rick's obviously a handsome guy. I just am not weird about it like you.
No, well, he's not only a handsome guy, he's a tremendous guy.
He's a pretty good guy. I know better guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.